This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a cold mid-December day. 2020 is winding down, and we may be on the verge of a new coronavirus stimulus package. There is still a lot of work being done and to be done in Washington before we close out the year. Checking in from Washington today is Representative Debbie Dingell, the congressional Democrat from Dearborn, says she's going to stay in D.C. until that stimulus package is passed. So what do you think, Congresswoman Dingell? You going to make it home for Christmas?
I'll be home for Christmas. Morning, David. It's good to talk to you. Well, we're going to be working all weekend. There's no question about that. I'm really not clear how the weekend's going to play out. I have my own very strong feelings. There are several different things to say. First, President Trump has decided to become involved in the COVID negotiations. I will let people listening decide for themselves whether that's good or bad. And whereas decisions have been made by leadership 2 days ago to include COVID relief as part of the critical need to fund the government, it's not clear if it's going to be two separate bills again or included. And in the meantime, the budget expires tonight at midnight. And I am a very strong believer that you do not shut government down in the middle of a pandemic, even for a weekend. There are others that think we should just keep working through the weekend because it keeps the pressure on and it's not real until Monday. So I guess I would say to all of the listeners this weekend, there's going to be a lot of drama. It will be the typical end of a session of Congress. The old statement of people with weak stomachs should not watch sausage or laws being made is very true, Will Rogers quote. And I do predict this. We will fund the government, and we will get a COVID relief package. There will be direct checks. Could not have said that a week ago Friday.
Yeah, I want to follow that a little further. Now, the package emerging is expected to include hundreds of billions in aid for small businesses and jobless Americans, tens of billions in aid for other critical needs like vaccine distribution in schools, and again, that one-time check of between $600 and $700 for millions of Americans below certain income thresholds. Republicans had been staunchly against sending checks directly to Americans for a long time. What changed?
Well, actually, I have to say a Republican senator from Missouri, who I really have to say, Josh Hawley teamed up with Bernie Sanders, and quite frankly, it is one of the oddest couples I've seen in my watching of government over the years. But they were very strong, and Senator Hawley also called Donald Trump. And now Donald Trump is very much in this, and he wants to send $2,000 checks. So, you know, I think we're still, you know, when I left the leadership meeting last night at about 7, we were told, look for announcement later tonight. Well, that announcement hasn't come. I think we're going to have that kind of weekend. There are a lot of discussions going on right now. More than I've seen, actually, quite frankly, in a number of years.
One of the things we learned in the passage of the CARES Act earlier this year and the distribution of that money was that a lot of it didn't end up where it was intended. There was plenty of fraud going on. Some wealthy corporations and businesses were able to access money, as were corrupt individuals, churches, and the like. And the costs of investigating, indicting, and ultimately prosecuting and trying to recover much of that money is going to be exorbitant. Will there be better safeguards in this package?
That is one of the things that people are working very hard to ensure. And, you know, David, I want to say this to people that are listening. I talk to our small business owners and our restaurant owners every day. They have become close friends. I mean, I knew a number of them for a long time. I mean, they're friends that I've known from other circles just one friend wrote me a letter that just tore my heart apart 2 days ago. And people are really hurting. They are desperate. They need help. We have to get this done. And well, my job is to get this package done and to make sure. I mean, I went and talked to Mitch McConnell, and I said, Mitch, I can't believe you don't have these things going on in your state. And we have to get this done this weekend, and we do have to put the safeguards in. People that can get carry out from the local restaurants, go to small businesses to spend what you can for this holiday season. We got to shop local right now to help our communities. And we got to figure out how we're going to keep them strong.
looking into 2021, are Democrats looking at this potential package as a starting point and that another would be needed sometime in the first 6 months of the new year?
It will be needed. We need to start in January. Joe Biden said several days ago, it's a down payment, and that's exactly what this is. The unemployment programs, the eviction moratorium gets lifted at the end of December. States are getting the vaccine. They need help distributing the vaccine. This is to make sure PPP, we need to make sure there's more money and the program's extended. This is extending programs, putting a shot of cash into the economy. It's not nearly enough, and we will have to be back in January working very seriously under the leadership of President-elect Joe Biden.
We're talking with 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell on 89.1 WEMU. And I do want to shift gears a bit for a moment. Long after the pandemic has ended, we'll be dealing with the climate crisis. The U.S. is expected to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, but according to most experts, the change is happening at faster than anticipated levels. In fact, 2020 may turn out to be the hottest on record. President-elect Biden is putting together a cabinet he believes can return the U.S. to a global leadership role in combating the climate crisis, and that includes former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as head of the Energy Department. I assume you are pleased with the cabinet direction and, in particular, the Granholm nomination.
Of course I am. And she and I have had long conversations, not just now, but how do we invest in keeping this country at the forefront of innovation and technology? How do we bring the supply chain back to this country? How do we invest in building batteries here? What do we need to be doing? But the entire cabinet, Pete Buttigieg is going to be great at transportation. And I've gotten to know Pete fairly well over the last decade. And people are like, why? Well, Pete's a mayor. Pete is used to working bureaucracies. We have to fix our broken infrastructure. And we're going to do that in a partnership with state and local governments. Pete knows how to bring those people together. And I've talked to him about the auto industry for years just because we both care. He's going to be great there. Gina McCarthy, who was the former EPA administrator under Obama, is then head of the NRDC. She's someone I've worked very closely with, believe it or not, over the last couple of years. And we really have worked together. She understands where we've got to go, but she understands the importance of jobs, too. She's a known quantity in the auto industry. I don't have a personal relationship with the new administrator at EPA, but I'm told he's a very good guy. So this is, we all got to work together. We've all got common goals, and we've got to keep heading in that direction.
And, of course, the EPA in many ways gutted over the past 4 years, so there will be that push to once again strengthen its regulatory and enforcement arms. Our conversation with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell continues, and this is the last time we're going to talk with you this year. I know you're still right in it at the moment, but how do you think you're going to remember 2020?
I cannot wait to say goodbye to this year, David. I quite frankly cannot wait to say goodbye. It will be one that will be talked about for centuries. And it has been horrific for many of us. We've lost many good friends and family, but we've also stuck together. I think it's reminded us about the strength of community, family, and friends. And so with the support of each other, we're making it through this year, and I just pray 2021 is a whole heck of a lot better than 2020's been.
So with that in mind, as you look towards and then into 2021, what are you most optimistic about and most aspirational for?
I have known Joe Biden for 40 years. I think this country needs to heal. I think we need to come together. I think we have been divided by fear and hatred, and this division scares me. We need to remember that united we stand, divided we fall. I think that we will have a president with a heart, with compassion, with empathy. Today's the anniversary of his first wife's death in a car accident 48 years ago. And he's known pain, and he knows how to work across an aisle. And I hope that many of us, doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where we live, we are Americans, are going to come together in 2021 and heal the heart and soul of America.
So, when we have this conversation again at this time next year, you think it'll have a different tone and tenor?
I pray it does. And I'm going to be one of the soldiers in Joe Biden's army trying to make that so.
Well, I would like to thank you not only for the time today, but for all of the conversations you've shared here on 89.1 WEMU throughout the course of 2020 and a most difficult year. And I wish you happy holidays and look forward to talking with you in the new year.
Thank you, David. Happy holidays and happy 2021.
That is 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell. She has joined us on many a Friday throughout the course of 2020, and we will resume when we get into January with our weekly conversations. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.